Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Dowling of the 51st Legislative District in Fayette and Somerset Counties. Representative Dowling, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I understand that there is some good news for the folks in Uniontown. There's a state program that's giving them some good money toward community development issues. What's going on here?
Yes, this nearly $270,000 in grant funding is being provided by the Department of Community and Economic Development through its Community Block Grant Program. The proposed project that this money will be spent on includes housing rehabilitation of some existing family homes in the city, street reconstruction in the area of Cleveland Avenue, and improvements to Bailey Park, including walkway resurfacing and upgrades to the playground area. The grant will also be used to fund a new fire station air compression system for the Uniontown Fire Department. This will allow the quick refill of tanks with purified air that will enhance firefighting efforts and keep our firefighters safe. This grant will go a long way towards addressing a number of community needs, helping to improve the safety and quality of life of our city residents. It's a great investment in our city.
Now, there's been some special elections in the House, and there's been rearrangement of certain committees members serve on. I understand you've picked up yet another committee, and that's state government. What are some of the details folks need to know?
Well, the State Government Committee considers legislation that deals with all aspects of state government, including proposed amendments to the Pennsylvania Constitution, statewide initiatives and referenda, the Public Official and Employee Ethics Act, the Regulatory Review Act, legislative redistricting, election code reform, lobbyist disclosure, and campaign financing. I'm honored to have the opportunity to serve on the House State Government Committee. I look forward to working alongside my colleagues in sending through legislation that will improve the functions of our state government. I think it's also worth restating the other committees that I currently serve on, which are Children and Youth, which addresses a variety of health and safety issues for children under the age of 18, as well as adoption and foster care issues, Gaming Oversight, which addresses large-scale gaming in the Commonwealth, as well as the Bingo Act and the Small Games of Chance Act, which help community organizations raise funds for projects and services, Local Government, which focuses on laws and regulations impacting the operations of local government entities, including counties and municipalities, as well as municipal authorities, and then also Urban Affairs, which focuses on the unique challenges facing cities of all sizes in the Commonwealth. These committee assignments are expected to last through the end of the legislative cycle in November.
And of course, we have just celebrated Memorial Day, a day when we think about those veterans who gave their ultimate sacrifice for their country. But there's a lot of other celebrations that honor veterans that go on throughout the summer. I understand you have a few coming up.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to invite all area veterans, along with their families, to picnics and ceremonies honoring their service to the United States of America. This year, two picnics and ceremonies will be held in the 51st Legislative District at no charge for attendees. These two events are open to veterans of all wars, conflicts, and military operations. The first picnic and ceremony will be held on Saturday, June 23rd, from 12:30 to 3:30 p.m. at the Hopwood AmVets Post 103, located at 123 Buttermilk Lane in Hopwood. The event will be catered by the historic Stonehouse Inn, and the Abergallatin JROTC will be assisting in the ceremony. The second picnic and ceremony will be held on Sunday, June 24th, from 2 to 4:30 p.m. at the Myersdale American Legion Post 112, located at 413 Grant Street, Myersdale. The picnic at Myersdale will be catered by Yoder's Guest House, and the Myersdale Legion Color Guard will be assisting in the ceremony. Local Marine Corporal Brandon Rumbaugh will be the guest speaker at both ceremonies. Other organizations will be on hand to offer information of interest to veterans. We encourage area veterans to register in advance by visiting repdowling.com or by contacting my offices at 724-438-6100 or 814-634-4390.
Representative Dowling, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your state representative, Matthew Dowling.